Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots made some moves early in free agency this year to boost the secondary, but is there still more work to be done, and could some of those questions be answered by this year's draft class? We'll get to that and more in a bit, but first, here's a look at some of this year's cornerbacks. All signs point towards Justin Gilbert being the first cornerback off the board. To be the best, you have to be pretty athletic, which he is. But it's how he uses his athleticism that makes him great to watch. He'll stay glued to his receiver while staying smooth tracking down the ball. Victor Hampton out of South Carolina is worth a look. He may be up for grabs as late as the fifth round. He brings a certain aggressiveness that's hard to beat, plays with extreme physicality and is strong-willed, and treats each game like it's his last. Andre Hall plays bigger than he looks. Now hear me out before you write him off because of his 5'10" frame and 188 pounds. He holds nothing back, gives his competition everything he has. He's not only quick with his feet, but with his eyes. He has great field awareness and is determined to make the plays.
We are going to talk about some upgrades the Patriots made this offseason with free agency as it relates to the cornerback position with Darrell Revis, Brandon Browner. Have they solved their problems, though, in the secondary with that?
Well, certainly no bigger adjustments or additions, I should say, than Revis. I mean, the best free agent on the market, the best defensive player, in my opinion, in football. But at cornerback, I still think there's room for a young cornerback that they can plug in, take early in the draft, and play him for 4, 5, 6 years and be all set at that spot.
Okay, what about Logan Ryan?
I think Logan Ryan is a solid player. I like him more in the inside, though. I think he's more of a slot guy, and we have some position versatility, some talk about him moving to safety. I want a guy on the outside that I can plug in. I think there's some guys that they could definitely look at in that regard.
Okay, well, tell us about some of those guys. Who do you like this year?
Well, there's some first-round guys. Darquez Dennard is a guy that we know a little bit of because he's cousins with Alfonso Dennard.
That's right.
It's Dennard at Michigan State. It's Dennard here in New England.
Isn't that hilarious?
But, I mean, he's certainly a terrific player, a very physical corner. Justin Gilbert is my guy, though, from Oklahoma State. I think that he is a guy that could be available late in the first round if Belichick decides to go that way. Another guy who's physical and athletic player. A little bit further on down the line, Virginia Tech, Kyle Fuller, very versatile athlete, guy who played some wide receiver with the Hokies. Again, 6'1", really good size, long arms, good recover speed. There's some really, I think, intriguing athletes at the top of this draft at this position.
Okay. I like LaMarcus Joyner from Florida State.
Another one with versatility there to play a little bit of safety
right,
as well.
He's played both, and that's mainly why he stands out to me as someone that Coach Belichick could be eyeing. Well, Paul Perilla, thank you for your expertise, and thank you for joining us. We will continue to have more draft previews. That won't be it right here on Patriots.com, but we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.